Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. It's so good to be here with you. Today we are talking about creator school. You've probably heard the term earth school before. That's used by a lot of spiritual teachers. Oprah used that term a lot in some of her spiritual teachings. So I think a lot of people are familiar with the term earth school and the idea that as souls, we come into this lower dimensional experience, we come into this particular physical experience of duality, of separation, for the purpose of learning and growing and evolving. And we are now at a point as humans where we can take that concept and apply a higher level understanding of what that really means. So, over the last few years, I've been thinking a lot about how it's not just earth school in terms of growing as souls and just learning lessons. Like, you learn lessons on the karmic wheel. You know, we have been for thousands of years on earth as souls, repeating lessons and coming back into bodies to complete karma, to experience certain things we needed to experience for our soul's learning and growth. And a lot of souls get stuck and are repeating the same lessons over and over again. And we're graduating. We are getting to the point where we have this opportunity to graduate. And one thing I've shared in the past that I'll share here that I think maybe is just a good illustration of the concept of Earth School. Many people have heard about those old one room schools back in, I don't know, the 1800s, maybe early 1900s, where in rural communities, there was not the ability to have this giant school with all these different grades. So kids of all different ages and all different levels were going into one room and learning together. And so their lessons weren't necessarily separate, right? So I like to think of Earth as an old-fashioned one-room schoolhouse where we are having tons of different level souls. We've got souls who are in elementary school. We've got souls who are in middle school. We've got souls who are in college. We've got souls who are working on their PhD. We've got souls who have transcended all of that. And we are all here in this school together. So that I think is sometimes helpful to think about in terms of, why we have so many different people operating in such wildly different ways. This is a very unique planetary experience because of that. And because of the changing of eras, because of the energetic shifts that have been occurring for this planet and just where we are in our cycle of evolution, we're ready to graduate from some of these lower experiences, some of these repeat patterns and karmic situations that we find ourselves in. So we are graduating to creator school, not just karma school. Like, we don't want to stay on the wheel of karma. We want to get off the wheel of karma and we want to become powerful creators. We don't want to stay in a place of having unconscious experiences. And a lot of times when we are stuck in those karmic repeat patterns and cycles, we are not intentional creators of our reality. We are having those experiences rather unconsciously because of the programming that exists inside of ourselves, because of the mental, emotional, spiritual programming, even on a DNA level, that we have maybe inherited from our families. And when we are stuck in those cycles, we're just almost a victim of the life experience. And we want to get out of that state of being a victim of life and having life happen to us, to moving into a higher operating state where we can become conscious co-creators with the universe, with source. And I want to talk a little bit about that in relation to a presentation I watched yesterday by Geraldine Orozco. She was speaking at the Ultimate Star Beings Conference with Portal to Ascension. I didn't tune into the whole conference. I just tuned into her presentation to hear any updates she had in relation to her research. Geraldine is an experiencer of ET contact. Geraldine is an advanced meditator. Geraldine is highly skilled in supporting people in the transmutation and transformation process. We actually had her on the podcast way back when it first started, I think in 2022. And I want to get her back on the podcast because her research relates to the scientific and spiritual understanding of how we go through that transformation process and how we move from lower states of operating to higher states of operating, how we start to activate dormant DNA, how we start to understand and access memories that move us back into a state of unity with source. And in her presentation yesterday, which I highly recommend, if you've not been introduced to Geraldine, if you are curious about what I'm talking about, go check out her presentation. She is a master teacher of this information. And Geraldine talks a lot about the kind of physics understanding of this, and maybe an understanding of the geometrical representation of energy and how to bring our personal energy fields back into the more perfected geometrical structure that we want to have. So I wanted to talk a little bit about her presentation in relation to what I've been working on, because everything she talked about in her presentation is exactly what I have been putting into practice over the last few years. And I reached out to her after the presentation to say, to reconnect and say yes, you know, a big, you know, holy yes to everything you said, because I can back that up. Like, I've experienced it. And I think a lot of us are starting to experience these higher levels of operating. And there are still questions involved in that and how we move through that process. And you know, Geraldine goes into a lot of depth on our multidimensional nature and how we are multidimensional beings with these multi layers of information that we can access and activate. And I like to think of those multiple layers of information as, you know, what we are moving through to move back to source. So ultimately, we have this ability as humans to truly realize unity consciousness, which is Christ consciousness, which is a state of being in which we are truly embodying unconditional love, and we have worked to rid ourselves of lower operating programs. And by programs, I mean subconscious negative beliefs, ancestral trauma, maybe limiting and dysfunctional programs from our immediate family that we were taught, that we have taken on, that have become embedded in our psyche, in our emotional bodies, in our energy field. And we can think of the human energy field as an information system. It contains the universe. And it also contains, it contains all of the lower programming and information that we have taken on in these lower experiences of separation. And when we are in these more extreme experiences of separation, we are just racking up one after another these programs, these embedded beliefs, these embedded pieces of data that are not in alignment with divine truth, that are not in alignment with love. So you can think of states of separation as being states that are out of alignment with unconditional love. And we can think of these states of separation, if we do not become conscious of it, contributing to programming information in our energy field that is keeping us in limitation, that is preventing us from experiencing our higher level capacities and abilities as humans. So we want to find those programs. We want to find those beliefs. We want to find that information that has been programmed into us. And that's its own process. I actually just put back on the Star Family Wisdom website a deep journey meditation that's a kind of a shamanic style of meditation, but it guides you to connect with the chambers of your soul to access the information that's programmed into your field and to access the information that that is driving the repeat patterns and experiences and situations that the universe is presenting to you or manifesting, and maybe help you access those layers of trauma or limiting programming and find where that stemmed from, and then start to do that reprogramming work. And I won't go into all the details of how it works here. You can sign up for free and there's an instructional video that walks you through the whole process, but this is one of the ways in which we can figure out, you know, what is running in us, you know, what subconscious beliefs, what old traumas, what past life traumas, what ancestral traumas am I carrying, and how is that showing up in my life? And then how can we change that? How can we install a new contract, a new set of information that is going to, one, prevent all of those limiting experiences or negative or lower states of being, those lower experiences from repeating, and then two, you know, help us start to move into that more conscious state of creation. So some of the big work, you know, we're here to do is to identify all of those lower programs that we've been operating in, those lower energies, those lower emotional states, and then do the transmutation and transformation work to move ourselves back through the layers of information that exist that are in alignment with higher states of being and higher states of intelligence. And by intelligence, I mean cosmic intelligence. So we as humans have the ability to embody that cosmic intelligence, to connect with it in these profound ways. And so Geraldine in her presentation talked a lot about again the spiritual science behind this and how we move from those states of separation to unity, which is ultimately this experience of returning to source and have it truly having a human experience of that and experiencing the bliss and the love and the joy of embodying source consciousness. So I reached out to Geraldine after her presentation to say, you know, I've been searching the globe for the spiritual technologies and the tools and the practices and the things that we can do as humans to actually achieve that state. And so her presentation resonated so deeply because of that. And she also talked a little bit about this idea of dormant DNA and how when we start to access memories, when we start to connect with past lives or simultaneous lives, when we start to maybe then move beyond that and start to activate archetypal memories and energies, we are activating dormant DNA. And over the last couple of years, I've had a very profound experience with that because I started accessing past life memories about 6 years ago. And that was those were some of my first experiences of coming back into wholeness, of finding, you know, some of those traumas or past events that were creating dysfunction or creating states of separation, and and learning about those, becoming conscious of them, and then doing the work to write a new story for this life, to become a conscious creator in regards to that not repeating, and me learning from it, me integrating it, getting the gifts from it, and then moving forward in a different way in this life. So that was the first kind of set of experiences that started me on this path of transmutation and alchemy. And then it started, once I started really committing to this work, once I started going through some higher level initiations and asked, you know, asked the intelligence of the universe and the intelligence of other beings that we can work with to support me in this process of returning home to source consciousness, that request worked. So be careful what you wish for. But the point, you know, was to go all in and go deep and do it fast and make quantum leaps in a very short period of time. And I've done that. And so when I made that request and I started going through these higher level initiation processes, which you can learn a little bit more about on the website, I've got a page that outlines what those are. And that's linked below here. You can check that out to learn more. Once I started engaging that process in a very committed, very focused way, I started experiencing the activation of archetypal memories above and beyond past life memories. So you can think of, you know, past life memories being personal to ourselves and those being experiences that our soul, our particular unit of consciousness has had, and we are carrying that with us. But then there's a layer above that, and that's archetypal. And you can think of, you know, all of the things that are playing out in the universe as this grand drama. And Earth specifically is its own matrix. Earth is its own play that's happening. Earth is its own specific drama. And each solar system has its own set of dramas and illusions that are playing out, and each solar system is going through its own evolution, and each galaxy is going through its own evolution. And so we can think of, you know, this particular planet as having its own experience, its own dramas that are playing out. And within that drama and within these larger cycles of time that occur in a particular place in the universe like this, we start to experience an archetypal expression of that drama. So there almost becomes this like program of the archetypal drama that has played out. So you can think of it as perhaps an Earth level archetypal drama that's playing out, a galactic level archetypal drama that's playing out, and then a universal level archetypal drama that's playing out. And so you have nested within the whole universal drama these smaller dramas that are playing out. And you can even think of that as like the fractal nature of the universe, right? So think about, for instance, the stories of virgin birth on this planet, the story of the virgin mother and the embodiment of God as the child that she gave birth to, the Mother Mary and Jesus story, the Isis and Horus story. You can think of these stories that are embedded into our collective consciousness as archetypal dramas. And when we close out these larger cycles of time on Earth, for instance, we are currently closing out the cycle of time that has been the Kali Yuga, which is our dark era, our dark ages, but we're also closing out the cycle of time that has been the 12,000 year period of devolution or descension on the planet. And the good news is we're now moving back into the period of ascension and a quicker pace of spiritual evolution on Earth. We're just in that tricky moment, you know, of making that transition. So we can think of these larger time cycles as also relating to these archetypal dramas that play out and relating to these archetypal memories that we may start to activate or play with. One of the reasons we activate these archetypal memories at times, and not all souls are going to have this experience in this lifetime, and that's okay. Some souls are. The purpose of that is so that we can support a larger karmic completion process on Earth, so that we can relive in whatever way is appropriate that archetypal story, but now relive it from a different standpoint, from a higher perspective. We can heal aspects of that archetypal drama that were traumatic to the people who lived them, that were traumatic to the whole, to the collective, or work on reintegrating parts of those stories that are important for our ability to truly embody our highest state of being. So there are ways in which archetypal memories may start to be activated for that purpose. Another purpose might be the blueprint that your soul is carrying. For instance, when we start to activate higher level archetypal memories or galactic memories, or maybe dormant DNA related to star lineages that we've been a part of, which Geraldine talked a bit about, we're actively turning on abilities, turning on ways of operating that are of a higher human capacity. So sometimes we're accessing those sorts of memories, or they're showing up in our life in an interesting way for the purpose of us turning on that blueprint. So let's think of, you know, these historical characters who were powerful beings. For instance, Hanuman in Hindu mythology or tradition. Hanuman is a monkey god. Hanuman is an archetypal character, an archetypal energy. Hanuman was a soul as well, it appears. We'll talk about that in a different episode. I want to talk about the gods and goddesses and those archetypes specifically, but we'll get into that in a different episode. But Hanuman as a monkey god, you know, has these sets of qualities and characteristics that he represents. So because of how his story has lived on in the human collective, and because of how many humans have placed importance and emphasis on his character's archetype, that is now an archetypal memory or archetypal expression that we can activate as humans. And you can also think of this as, you know, any soul that has ever come into any human body that has activated any level of ability or any of our highest levels of ability, that is available to us. That lives in our collective consciousness. Those are archetypal memories, information we can connect with. So, for instance, there are your stories about Jesus coming into this world and the fact that he was able to come in as such a high level, pure soul that was able to activate the full universal creator God consciousness archetype. He was able to activate all of that in a human body, which made it available to everyone else. So that's what's cool about archetypal memories and archetypal information is that that's a higher level of information that we can tune into, that we can start to work with, that we can start to embody. Now, sometimes on the path, when we are starting to access memories, maybe past life, maybe a little bit of archetypal, it can get confusing. And over the years, I've heard, these stories of people accessing archetypal memory and then all but not maybe being far enough along in their evolution. So then they fall into a distorted place around that archetypal memory, almost attaching themselves to it in a personal way, thinking it is their memory and their personal experience, and no one else can have that experience. Well, that's just usually a distortion that's happening. That's usually an ego distortion that's happening. And what we need to recognize is that, for instance, we'll just keep using the Jesus analogy, I guess, or example. There could be, I don't know, we're just going to pull a number out of the hat. We're going to say there could be 10,000 Jesus level archetypal blueprints embedded into the energy fields of people on this planet. Like, there could be 10,000 people carrying the Jesus archetype, for instance. And that information is programmed into them. It just has to be activated. That's an example of where multiple souls can come into an experience like this with blueprints, with information that is ready to be activated when the time is right. And so you may find yourself at times having an experience of a particular archetype, and the, I think, ultimate one that we experience as humans in relationship to each other is that divine union of masculine and feminine. And that archetypal story and drama has played out throughout the ages as well. And so it's fascinating to think about these things and to also then gain a greater understanding of how this might just show up in your life, and to not attach personally to it, when it occurs, to learn the process of discernment, to understand what is a personal memory versus an archetypal memory. That's important, because otherwise the water can get really muddy and we can actually block our ascension process. We can block our advancement as souls if we start to engage with the information that is activating within us from an egoic standpoint, from an ego place. If we have not yet developed the ability to read energy, to see through the illusion of reality, to become more lucid in this experience, it can be very easy to misinterpret some of that information. Geraldine talked a lot about lucid dreaming as this important tool to be able to develop your perceptual abilities to navigate the realms outside of this, physical waking experience that we have. The meditation I talked about earlier is kind of my version of doing that. That puts you into an altered state of consciousness, puts you into a deeper state of meditation where you can lucidly start to connect with these other layers of information and other, realms of existence. And so learning how to do lucid dreaming can be really, really supportive for this as well, as Geraldine talked about. And as I've thought about that at times, I go back to some of what the shamans talk about, which is, this is the dream. It's like, this is actually the dream. We are asleep in this dream. And one of the things we want to do is we want to wake up to the illusory, experience of reality. We want to understand the nature of illusion. We want to be able to see through it. We want to be able to develop our abilities to navigate these other realms of existence, to navigate the realms beyond death, as the shamans might call it. And we can start to wake up in this dream. And when we wake up in the dream, then we can start to change the dream. And then we can start to become conscious creators. Now, a lot of people are waking up. It still might be a while till we are becoming really conscious creators. And Geraldine talked about this process of, moving through all of these layers of ascension and activating, all of these dormant parts of ourselves to ultimately come back to that state of unity consciousness. And as we do that, as we ascend through those levels, we are also activating higher levels of manifestation ability. And she referenced the idea of getting back to instantaneous manifestation, which most humans are absolutely not ready for, right? Because we have to be so lucid in this dream. We have to be so conscious of our thoughts and how they are giving rise to reality. And ultimately, there are spiritual technologies that help us move ourselves at a faster pace through those higher levels of consciousness, to activate higher levels of consciousness and potentially, if one is ready, get back to that state of instantaneous manifestation, which is absolutely possible. The Indian saint that I connected with at the beginning of last year, who is not in a body here on earth anymore, Saint Sri Kaleshwar from Pinoconda, India, he is an example of a human being able to manifest instantly or transform one object into another object like that, instantaneous. That is the highest level, one of the highest level, capacities or capabilities of a human. And one has to be highly conscious. One has to have activated their God level consciousness again and be operating in that state, be operating outside of time and outside of space. And many yogis, in India have experimented with this and have gone there. So what Geraldine was talking about yesterday definitely resonated with me for that reason, because I've seen it. I've had some very direct experience now witnessing a person who has gotten there themselves, and then also personally on my path, starting to, or having done the work over the last few years to move myself through these layers of information and to truly experience that process of transmutation, to truly experience that alchemization. This alchemy process of taking what were all of these limiting programs and limiting beliefs and transforming them into alignment with the divine possibility of this creation, and to then gain the power to be a powerful co-creator with the divine. And that's the potential we all have. And so at Star Family Wisdom, we have a number of tools and a set of information that will guide you, point you in the right direction to help you with this process. Because it's one thing to hear about it, right? It's one thing to know that these things are possible. It's one thing to talk about unity consciousness. But how do we go from point A to point Z? Like, how do we navigate that transformation? And there are incredible practices and tools that help us do that. It is a very personal experience. We have to do our work. It is hard work, coming from the state of limitation we've been in as humans. And I've said this before, I'll say it again. I think we are absolutely moving from being what Bashar would call masters of limitation to masters of manifestation. That's where we want to be. That's when the game of life gets fun, you know, when we can have that conscious experience of creation and that conscious connection with source, and even feel the love of source. And so, you know, I've dedicated my life, I've dedicated, you know, all of my time really over the last few years to navigating that path and, you know, taking these concepts and then applying them in my life and figuring out, like, how do I actually get there? You know, how do I actually experience that divine union of masculine, feminine energies in a body? How do I experience returning my energy field to its more perfect geometrical structure? How do I activate dormant DNA that will give rise to potentially supernatural abilities? How do I work directly in co-creation with God for this human experience and for the loving evolution of this creation? So that's been my purpose. That's been my focus. That's been my passion. That has challenged me in incredible ways. It will, you know, when we're on that path. And it's a beautiful path. And so I invite you to check out Geraldine's talk. I hope to have her back on the pod at some point to chat and discuss the intersection of the science and knowledge of these concepts with the practice and the real life, you know, transformation work that's possible. And I also invite you to check out the resources on the Star Family Wisdom site. They will point you in the right direction. You know, I think there's no course, no book, no coaching session that you can do that is going to do the work for you, right? Like, we can connect with all sorts of information and get all sorts of guidance, but then it comes down to diligently, just relentlessly, you know, looking at ourselves and being the observer of our human experience and asking ourselves questions. You know, every time we react a certain way, every time a certain repeat situation occurs, why is that occurring? What lower program is in me that's causing that, and how can I shift that? That's where the work comes in. That's where we've got to be focused. And so, you know, I can tell you from personal experience, it's going to be hard work going all the way if you want to go all the way. And it is possible, and it is beautiful. And it's, I think, necessary for a lot of us to be making that attempt right now, to be willing to do that hard work. And think about this, you know, if, let's say you put in, you know, 3 or 4 years of really intensive, focused, diligent work on yourself to transform, to install new beliefs, to learn about what's possible, to start to experience what's possible, to activate these memories, to turn on dormant DNA. Like, if you dedicated yourself fully to that for 3 or 4 years, and you were able to clear all of the family trauma and distortions and ancestral stuff and collective junk, you know, that we've been carrying around, if you were able to do that, not only would your life be so much better, but you would be contributing to generations of healed humans to come. And that, like, that is incredible work. You know, I have had a lot of moments where I've needed to stop and reflect on that again. You know, when things got hard, or when I wasn't sure if I could go farther in the transformation, and or when I was nervous about it or whatever was coming up, I would try to go back to that and remember, like, this is so much bigger. The work that a lot of us are being called to do right now on the planet, it is so big that, like, we can't really even comprehend the impact it's going to have, which is freaking cool, like that almost brings tears to my eyes, like just thinking about that we might make some sacrifices to have some hard experiences and work through tough emotions and figure out all that limiting stuff that we're carrying and transform it and do that, and it's not going to be easy. But oh my gosh, like what if we just cleared the way for a beautiful future transformation of this planet? And what if all it took was that period of dedication, or you saying yes to that, you being willing to go into the darkness a bit, to enlighten it, to illuminate it, to bring others out of the shadow over time. So I reflect on that when maybe I don't want to do more transformation work, or maybe it got hard. I reflect on how, even if I didn't have kids, like just the energetic connections that we have, and the fact that I am a part of this human collective, the work I'm doing is contributing to a beautiful positive ripple effect. And if I did have kids now, they would not carry the ancestral trauma that I took on. They would not carry a lot of the distortion and negativity that my direct family in this life has carried. They would be playing on a completely different level. So, if you're a person too that is thinking about having kids, think about that. Think about how this work will have the most profound impact on their experience of reality. Like, one thing I have also reflected on, which just helps give me perspective and is kind of, I guess, fun to think about. Some of these humans who have activated really high level supernatural abilities like instantaneous manifestation, and we look at these humans as almost gods. It's like we're learning not to I guess assign this these levels of greatness, because everyone's just human, but also it is a big deal, when you can activate, those levels. I'll acknowledge that it's a big deal, but also, like, that's the norm out in the cosmos. A lot of higher advanced civilizations just operate that way. Like, they can just do that, like they can just poof, I need something, it is instantly manifested. They're operating at such a high level of advancement and unconditional love. Like they're able to operate that way because they're not operating in these lower distorted states of separation that we've been operating in. And that's where we can go eventually, as humans. So I think about that sometimes as this just interesting thing about our human experience that, we might have a very small percentage of humans that can operate in that way, yet from what we know, from what we understand, that seems to be more or less the norm in some advanced civilizations. And how cool is that? Like, wow, that's where we're headed as humanity. There would not be humans showing up, or souls showing up in human bodies on this planet, demonstrating those abilities if that's where we weren't headed. So hold that in your consciousness too as an exciting thing. We are generations from that, mind you. But we're headed there one day, and that's really cool. And it's going to require us to do that hard alchemical transmutation, transformation work in this life. So check out Geraldine's talk to go deeper in the physics, the spiritual science of this, and then check out some of the resources that are on the Star Family Wisdom site so that you can put this into practice and you can start to do this too. And if you have questions about your process, about how to get started, about things that might be coming up, about archetypal memories, whatever, please reach out. You can reach out to support@starfamilywisdom.com, and I'll be happy to answer those as I have time. Okay, with that, we will wrap up for today. I am so just excited and grateful to be on this journey of exploring these things with you, and hopefully we'll have Geraldine back on the podcast at some point to chat and talk about this some more, because this is a big topic. we just brushed the surface of it in this conversation, and then there's also the ET component to what we just talked about that maybe we can chat with Geraldine about. So I hope you are having a beautiful start to the year. It was so good to be with you today. And I'll link to that presentation below so you can check it out. Okay, bye for now.